Leadership multiplication is biblical, powerful, and necessary, but it must not be careless. A pastor may become excited when faithful members begin training. That excitement is good. The church needs more workers. Jesus told his disciples to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest. But workers must still be prepared, tested, mentored, and sent wisely. So what should pastors avoid? First, do not confuse enthusiasm with readiness. A person may be excited about ministry, but still need growth in humility, doctrine, emotional maturity, family responsibility, communication, or boundaries. Second, do not confuse course completion with full ministry maturity. Training matters greatly, but a finished course does not automatically mean someone is ready to preach publicly, counsel wounded people, officiate a wedding, lead youth, handle crisis care, or represent the church in sensitive situations. Third, do not create titles without role clarity. If someone is called a chaplain, coach, minister, elder, deacon, or officiant, the church should know what that role means, who supervises it, what boundaries apply, and how concerns are handled. Fourth, do not deploy people without accountability. Even sincere leaders can drift when they serve alone without encouragement, correction, feedback, and prayer. Fifth, do not ignore safety. Churches must think carefully about children, youth, vulnerable adults, transportation, confidentiality, abuse concerns, crisis situations, legal requirements, local policies, and referral awareness. A simple example, a church member completes ministry coaching training and wants to begin meeting with people immediately. A wise pastor does not shame the calling, but the pastor also does not release the person without a process. The church may create a role description, require supervision, clarify that coaching is not therapy, set reporting expectations, and begin with appropriate ministry conversations under oversight. That is not bureaucracy. That is shepherding. A common pastor concern is, will all these safeguards slow down ministry? Sometimes they slow down careless ministry, but they strengthen faithful ministry. Safe, supervised leaders last longer and serve better. The goal of this course is not to make pastors afraid to multiply leaders. The goal is to help pastors multiply leaders wisely. Training does not replace character. Credentials do not replace accountability. Ordination does not replace local church oversight. Healthy multiplication is biblical, prayerful, trained, mentored, supervised, and safe.